Welcome in to the Subconscious Mind Mastery Podcast. Thomas Miller, thank you so much for joining us. We've got a treat today for your ears and for your eyes. We're going to talk about vision board magic with my friend Gene Van't Hul, right here from Asheville, North Carolina. Gene has written a new book, and in fact, it popped out as number one in the category of mixed media on Amazon, so congratulations to her on that. The book is freshly out just a few days ago as this is being recorded in our interview, and you can find it on hightimelinebooks.com and support the podcast if you buy it from that link. It's right there on the front page, at least as this is being released, and make it easy for you. You know, as the winds of time and of our lives blow, sometimes they gust you into something really good. And that's what happened when I met Gene. I was in the van. I was doing podcasts from in the van. And it was my first 3 months in the van. And I was basically down in Florida. And she knew that I had come back up to North Carolina. And she sent me a random email. She didn't know me. I didn't know her. But she gave an invitation to house sit for her two precious little cats in Asheville while they went on spring break. What Gene does still probably not fully grasp is how little time it took me to say yes. And her home was beautiful, and it had a wonderful sunroom. She mentions it in the interview. It came from a vision board, and I slept for 4 solid days. I was exhausted. Well, wisdom said, Thomas, you need to find a home base. You can do this van thing, but you need to do it from a base. And I started looking around and realized that I was sitting in as good of a place as any, and I started looking and found where I am now, all from changing a litter box and making sure food was down at 5 o'clock. Well, Jean had an online business that she had sold in the past that was helping parents and kids come together around art projects. She did art projects with her own daughters as they were growing up, but that translated and transferred into vision boards. So she has an artistic eye. She has a good eye for details as well. And you put all of that together, and the new book, Vision Board Magic, is truly pure magic. So without further ado, let's meet this wonderful lady who has had such a profound impact in my life, Gene Van't Hul. Gene, welcome to Subconscious Mind Mastery.
Thank you, Thomas. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's a long overdue first, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you hit number one in a category. You had a great launch. Why did you pick vision boards to write about?
Well, I have been making and using vision boards for over 20 years myself, and absolutely love the process. Find it really enjoyable, just the creative process of making vision boards, and also effective. Like, I've had awe-inspiring results from making vision boards, and over time started sharing how to make vision boards with other people through blog posts and then vision board workshops and parties and just one-on-one, and have heard great stories and results from people I've worked with as well. I'm passionate about vision boards and really want to help people to live their best lives, to create the lives that they want to live.
You know, with that much experience and doing it so much, and you have an artistic eye, so you have that visual as well to add to it, that what do you suppose works with a vision board?
There are so many reasons why vision boards work, but as humans, we are highly visual creatures, and more than 80% of the information that we take in and process is through our visual senses. And so having a visual representation of your dreams and goals is extra effective. It makes achieving your dreams and goals easier and quicker. And when you create a vision board, the process of creating it with intention, is part of it. Like, that's part of the magic. But also having that vision board that you can then see regularly, whether you hang it on your wall or you have a digital vision board that you have on your laptop or your phone. I do all three, by the way. where you can see it regularly reminds you of what it is that you're going after, what is important to you. And even if you walk past it and don't consciously register it after, the 100th time that you walk past it or whatever, you're still subconsciously registering that. And it's a reminder, it's like a map and a compass for where you want to go to help keep you on track. It's pretty amazing, actually.
I had kind of the biggest vision board story was when I was just coming out from my other life into this life, and I really truly had no self-confidence. And I did a vision board, heard about it. This was 2009, late 2009, early 2010. And I put on there a microphone, a radio microphone, symbolizing a radio show. Do you know within 6 months I was on the radio on a big station in Dallas,
Yeah, it's
coming from
amazing.
nowhere? Like, didn't think I should have been in the building, right? And that turned into over 10 years of working with them on various shows.
Yeah. And there are so many stories like that. I have stories like that. People that I've worked with have stories like that. It's just incredible what the power of intention combined with that visual affirmation of your dream or goal can do.
Now, you, as I understand, have been doing some events, like some classes, to help corporations, and people have been asking you, hey, can you teach us this?
Yes, I do vision board workshops for groups, for individuals as well, but also for groups, teams, and companies. I've done them for LinkedIn, Uber, Old Navy, lots of teams. I got another request this morning, actually.
Congratulations.
They're a lot of fun. I love teaching people, sharing this with other people, helping other people make vision boards.
How are they receiving it? Are they having fun?
I hope so. They seem to be. I get great testimonials. They say that they really enjoy the workshops. Yeah.
I'll bet. And then they have stuff happen and they're going, oh, wow, this lady's onto something here. This is really cool. Now, I'm sure it's very hands-on. So you probably
Yeah.
make a board, right? Everybody gets to
In
make one.
my virtual workshops, usually, sometimes we do physical vision boards, but usually in my virtual workshops, we create digital vision boards. And I help people create vision boards using Canva, which is a very easy to use, intuitive graphic design software. And then you can either print it out to hang on your wall, or you can use it on your phone or your laptop.
Is that how you're doing them now, or are you still magazine clipping?
I do both.
You do both. Okay.
Both.
All
Yes,
right.
I love both. I still love the process of flipping through magazines and choosing images. And also, it is so easy to find very specific images online. Like Canvas, for example, has a stock library, and you just use keywords to search what you're looking for and then scroll through the different options and find something that really resonates with you and sort of captures the essence of that dream or goal, rather than flipping through a magazine and maybe you come across something that sort of fits, maybe not. I do like both of them, both
All right, where
processes.
do you get the magazines?
Different places. That's a question I get asked a lot, actually. And some people just have some magazines lying around, but I often go to libraries, have free magazine exchanges. You can pick up magazines at thrift stores like Goodwill. You can order them like on eBay, you can get a or Etsy. You can get a used magazines pretty cheap. And then, of course, there's the Barnes and Noble or whatever, the newsstand.
The current stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have like a stack of magazines just for this purpose?
I do,
Oh,
yeah,
that's
for
cool.
myself
Wow.
and also for my workshops, for like in-person workshops or one-on-one. Yeah.
No, that's cool. You know, as you're talking about that, I think what I did is found the clip art microphone or a photo of a microphone, and I printed it out like at the local printer, print shop, you know. So it was a good
Yeah.
quality. Is that what you do with the Like you could pull an image from Canva and then take it up to a printer and have them print it if you don't have a good color printer.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if I'm making a physical vision board, I'll often combine like images that I find in magazines with images that I find online and print out. And I just use my own printer, but for sure you could have them printed at a local printer and then just add them to your vision board.
Somewhere in my 50s or maybe 60s, I developed a paper aversion, just like everything online, you know? And so I think I would opt for the finding the images and taking them up to Staples or wherever and printing them out, you know, would be a good way to do it.
Yeah, it's definitely a viable solution. And if you make a physical vision board, you can still have a digital version for your computer. You can just take a photo of it with your phone, and use that as like your the wallpaper on your computer.
I was going
And
to
then you
ask
have.
you, you said that you do all three. So you have a physical vision board up at home, and then you have it on your phone. Where is it on your phone?
It's just set as the wallpaper, the background of my phone.
So when you every time you fire your phone up, there it is.
Yep, exactly. And same on my laptop.
Okay, so it's the desktop. All right, cool. Awesome. Good. And then what about for you, what's been the experience of how fast things tend to manifest?
It varies. I've put things on my vision board that haven't come true, years ago, that still haven't come true. But I've also had, and my life isn't perfect. That's my disclaimer. But I have had so much manifest or come to life through vision boards. To give some examples, a few years ago, or maybe 6 years ago now, I wanted to find a home for myself and my daughters after a divorce. I was living in a tiny little rental, and I wanted to find a place we could call home and put a photo or a magazine image of what felt like the perfect home for us on a vision board. And shortly after, like within a couple of weeks, my realtor called me with a listing, and the home looked almost exactly like the one on that I put on the vision board. It had a big porch, it was surrounded by nature and trees, and that's the home that you came and cat sat for me at. And that just happened beautifully, magically.
And it is a beautiful home. Wow, that's amazing. From a vision board. I'd like to be technical for just a minute because I imagine some people, and of course, we'll talk about the book itself and the things that you go into in there, but I'm just curious. The resolution, if you do the image in Canva and then print it, what kind of size can you blow those up to? I imagine it's not like a big poster board.
You mean if you create your entire vision board on Canva? Yeah, you can do it as a poster. In my workshops and also for readers of my book, I have templates, Canva templates for creating a vision board specifically sized for phone, creating one sized for printing out on a computer or using on your, I mean, printing out or using on your computer. I also have one sized as a poster, like 18 by 24 inches. And you can have that printed by Canva, for example. They do print services. You could take it to your local Staples and have it printed, poster size. I've done both, and it works beautifully.
Okay, good. Awesome. All right, can you walk us through the book? What are we going to learn? How are we going to learn it?
Well, I think of it as one part practical guide, with how-to information and how vision boards work. And one part woo-woo. There's mindset information in there. There's manifestation information. I have five different vision board projects that you can do with step-by-step instructions. I think it's hopefully inspirational. My goal is that it's inspiring and motivating, but also very practical to help you figure out what your dreams and goals are, to make sure that they are true to you, aligned with who you are. They're not someone else's goals, not what society you think other people want for you or society wants for you, but really true to who you are. And goal setting steps, ways to bring those goals to life, after you create your vision board with, you know, taking action, making an action plan, working on your thought processes so that you stay positive and continue to take action and really hold the belief of what it is that you want to bring to life. I talk about curating your environment, setting yourself up for success, all kinds of things.
You know, another thing, the power of intention, putting intention into a project specifically.
Absolutely. I think that's where most of the magic is. You're creating this with intention. You're creating a physical version of what you want your future life to be like. And step by step, as you're choosing your goals, as you're choosing the images to pair with those goals and pasting them on the paper, you're doing it all with intention.
And I'm sure that you walk through all of that in the book.
Yes. And vision boards, they harness both the subconscious and the conscious mind in pursuit of your goals. I think that's partly why they are so effective. They bridge the left brain analytical thinking and goal setting with the creative right brain, the subconscious, and the creativity of the right brain.
You know, I'm thinking, why would anyone not have a vision board up? And I think one of the big reasons is it's just doing it. And you make that easy for us.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of people don't believe in them. Or a lot of people make vision boards, but, you know, then they set them aside and forget about it and don't actually use them. And that's one of the reasons why I have a couple chapters in my book just on what to do after you create your vision board, because the vision board is just the first step. But what I say is, when you're creating your vision board, say this or something better. If this is meant to be and it is in the highest interest of all concerned, then let it be.
Yeah, absolutely. In your experience doing this over years, what frequency, in other words, how often do you freshen them up or change them out?
I always make a new one every new year. But being who I am, passionate about vision boards and doing all these vision board workshops, I actually create several throughout the year. I usually do one on my birthday also. I do one whenever I feel like I am shifting in my life at a transition point where maybe my priorities are changing. I'll create a new vision board. I'll create a vision board for a specific project or goal. Sometimes I've created a vision board for a relationship. I've created vision boards for my books, for my businesses. You can create a vision board for anything and as frequently as you like. I suggest once a year.
At least,
at a
minimum. Yeah. And then I know there are apps that you can do them on the phone and whatnot. Will you just throw one down intermittently that would just be digital that you might not put quite as much work in, but boy, there are the images. Boom.
I do create them on Canva, digital ones on Canva,
okay,
fairly quickly sometimes, but I still put a lot of intention into it.
Yeah.
But even just the process of making a vision board is very valuable. I think of it as a new chance to intentionally craft your life, to ask yourself what is truly important to you right now, you know, not what someone else thinks is important or what society thinks you should do or what you wanted 5 years ago or even a year ago, but what's true for you now today. And just taking the time to think about that, to reflect on that, to make that intention is so powerful. And then, you know, life happens, things unfold, and not always the way we expect.
It's a very, very powerful tool.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for giving this gift to the world. And I just wanted to say, I know this is the first time you've been here with us, but you have just been such a tremendously wonderful influence in my life. It's been a pleasure to know you over these last couple of years and the work that you're doing and the impact that you're having on other people and just who you are, the space that you're occupying. Raising your daughters, doing your thing, it's absolutely beautiful. And I just wanted to say thanks for being a part of my life.
Thank you, Thomas. Thanks for being a part of my life. So glad I've gotten to know you.
Vision Board Magic by Jean Van Hull. And of course, the link where you can buy it is right there on the front page of HighTimelineBooks.com. And if you're like me, this has inspired you to do a vision board, particularly as this is being released in the latter few weeks of 2023. Let's all do one together for the year ahead. What do you say? I just feel it, don't you? I really do. I feel it after talking to her about it. I'm so psyched. All right, game on. Let's roll. Start with the book and we'll go from there and make them absolutely beautiful. And of course, meaningful and intentional. I know you'll enjoy the book and enjoy the journey. I'm Thomas Miller. Thanks for listening.
The stories and opinions expressed on this podcast are independently those of the host and guests and are not intended to be taken as medical advice or to replace medical care from a licensed professional when appropriate.